Hello. This is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 725, 725. And we are still on it. We're on the finished work of Christ. The finished work. It is a finished work. And this podcast is to help you, because we are interested that we will not wear the boxing gloves and go back into the ring. Why should more than a conqueror go back into the ring when the conqueror has finished the work? The conqueror has finished the work. More than a conqueror, you won't do that. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the good, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." This is why we always pause to say that you do not believe in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "So I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been talking about the death of Christ, and we have gone into Genesis to look at Abraham, whose body was dead, and yet he conceived. And then we came to Luke chapter 1, the incarnation. And now we're on Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughter inclusive, pay attention to my word." So that's what we're doing for the rest of the year. What we do, we are paying attention, giving more time to the word of God, that you will pick the Bible yourself, that you read it, that you will listen to podcasts like this, that you will listen not just once. So for those who have been listening to me on Mixlr, I do prophetic Mixlr on Saturdays, every Saturday morning, 0010 hours GMT. I'm live on Mixlr. So what's Mixlr? You have to get an app called Mixlr. Just go on your Google apps, and then you will see it there. Just download it. After that, look for Prophetess Olivia, and then you follow me. So when you follow me, when I go live, they will tell you anywhere you are, and then you can join in. But somebody heard me talk and received a miracle of $100,000, more than $100,000. IRS wrote to her that very day she heard. You see, so this is what I'm talking about. Then the miracle she received was such that she said, when she heard me explaining the difference between faith and hope, and I'm sure there's somebody you don't even understand what the difference between faith and hope. Hope is the horse or the donkey you sit on, but never gets you to your destination. Well, Prophetess Olivia, but you know, hope is in the Bible. Yes, in the Bible. But hope is a poor receiver. Hope is unable to receive. Faith is now. Faith is what receives. So Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith. Now faith is the evidence of things hoped for. So hope, good, but you can't receive anything through hope. So after I explained this, she went back to the message. So sometimes when you hear me speak for 5 minutes, and of course I go beyond 5 minutes sometimes, you don't just stop there. You go back and play it again and replay, especially when I've said something that hit you. You say, what is that? No, let me listen. So because she said all her life, she has been saying, "I will and I shall," and "will and shall" are the words of hope. They don't receive a thing, my dear. Even as I've said, it shocked you. You have to go for the Mixlr and listen to that message. What's that? The difference between faith, because I'm treating faith and faithfulness, and within the faith, I began to compare faith and hope. And she said she went back, rewound the thing, she listened through it three times. And that's almost an hour. I play some music up front. She said she listened to it after. I said, "Now my language changes." Immediately she received a call. "Have you checked your email?" And that's when she went. Then they called back and forth. They said, "IRS says they owe you. They owe you over $100,000. And not that she received another miracle in a day. How is that possible? And why won't God do such things? You see, that is it. Do you have the ability to receive? The ability to receive only comes from the word, though. Maybe I don't know what kind of faith it is that you are thinking of, but the faith, biblical faith, only the ability to receive comes only from one source, the word of God. So as I'm speaking like this, reception is coming to you. You are receiving by the word you are hearing. Faith comes, Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this is critical. If you are going to hear and hear and hear from these things I'm talking about, then it will make a big difference in your life. So I've been talking about you not wearing your gloves and going back into the boxing bout to fight the devil because of what Jesus has done. It is a finished work. It is a completed work. And you don't need to go back and pick it up and fight the devil, because according to Colossians 2:15, Christ has already disarmed the devil, broke him, paralyzed him, and disarmed him for you. This is where you start off. From this victory, this is where you build. The foundation laid for you, the building done for you. And God says, come and live in this inside and rejoice and glow and spread my goodness all over the world and tell people what has been done for you in Christ. And we don't know how to do it. We want to go all over and start all over with the devil in the boxing bout. That is not your story. So that is why I quoted for you in Romans chapter 8, 37. It says what? By this time, I should be able to say it. Nay, in all these things, ye are more than conquerors. So who am I talking to? Come on. Who am I talking to this Sunday morning? Who am I talking to? Say, you are talking to mention your name. More than a conqueror, Elizabeth. That's who I am. More than a conqueror, Arnold. More than a conqueror. Say it that way. You will have to learn how to put the word of God on your lips. And I've told you, this lips, this tongue, it's a mixer. M-I-X-E-R. God said, these people in Hebrew said, listen, they could not mix the word with faith. Why? They could not, because they refused to say what God is saying. But if I say like, oh God, I'm not God to say. No, you will have to say it. There is no way you won't say what God is saying that you'll be able to get a miracle. It is not like that. You will have to say what God is saying about you. A man of God said, God told him, said, listen, you, can you stop telling me what the devil is saying? Can you stop telling me? Can you, my God say, would you stop telling me what the devil is saying? Would you stop telling God what the devil is saying? But you don't understand. Listen, everybody male in my family, they don't get up to 50 prophetess, and I'm almost 50 years. Hey, you stop talking what the devil is saying and begin to talk what God is saying. More than a conqueror, that's who you are. Oh, rise up and begin to speak this word over your life. You're so blessed. Come back for more and share this with somebody who needs to listen, who needs to hear this. Bye.